With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A new study shows the Supreme Court's Hearst decision is costing the state $7 billion per year in unrealized economic activity. The study by the Building Industry Association shows the ruling makes it too difficult and too costly for most rural and suburban landowners to obtain permits for new wells. Senator Tim Shelton says it's kicking rural Washington while it's down.
Well, I think the extremely high number, over $7 billion potentially lost each year in economic activity, is just astonishing, because rural economies are already suffering in Washington. As everyone notes, the Amazon activity in Seattle, the good economy in the Puget Sound area in general, is not shared by the rest of the state.
Sheldon says the environmentalist numbers don't add up.
The environmentalist concern about this is unfounded. It's not based on science. And I think it may be a desire to have the rural areas always remain the same. And I don't see any big changes coming from the rural areas except no development.
Sheldon says it's become too political and Frank Chop should let the House decide.
I feel that the compromise that we're reaching here would certainly pass if the Speaker of the House would allow it to come to a vote in the House of Representatives. We've already passed a bill in the Senate with bipartisan support four times.
Listen tomorrow to hear more on this study and how the rural landowners are the real environmentalists.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.